This morning, I'd like to share a special story with all of you.
啊，这个故事的主角啊，大家看这个图片呢，就知道是一个瘫子的乞丐。
The main character of this story, he was a crippled person. He was lame, and he was also a beggar.
他生下来就是啊瘸腿。
He was crippled at his birth.
所以是蛮可怜的。
So it was pretty pitiful.
时间过得很快。
Time passed by so fast.
一晃他已经是四十多岁的人了。
Before people knew it, he was 40-something year old already.
他从生下来四十多年来一直是在地上爬来爬去。
After he was born, for the entire life of 40 years for him, he was always crawling on the ground.
正因为他是在地上。
Because he was always crawling on the ground.
所以他永远是仰起脸来，伸出手来向别人乞讨为生。
So he always had to lift up his head because he was always crawling and sitting on the ground. So reach out his hands and begging for money from people to make a living.
其实他自己也并不想这么做。
Actually, he didn't want to do that either.
但是实在也没有别的办法。
But he had no other way to make a living.
所以他的生活非常辛苦。
Therefore, he had a tough life.
更可悲的是他的心情也是非常的痛苦的。
Very sadly, he always in a very bad mood.
想一想看。
Think about it.
每天上洗手间都要麻烦人家抱来抱去。
Every day, even though the basic need, like going to the restroom, he needs other people to carry him over and carry him out.
啊，真的很麻烦。
Well, it's a lot of work to make a living for him.
那既然他是一个瘫子瘸腿的，那怎么从家里把他抬到人多的地方去呢？
Since he was a lame, he's a crippled person, how can he came over to the temple court from his home?
在那个年代没有车子。
At that time, there was no car.
幸好有家人朋友每天把他从家里呢抬到圣殿的美门口。
It was, he was a blessed. Every day he has friends and families carried him, moved him from his home to the temple court.
为什么要抬到圣殿那里去呢？
Why people carry him to the gate of a temple court?
就是因为人很多嘛。
Because there has a lot of traffic. A lot of people come over to the temple court.
正因为那么多人来来去去，所以别人给他钱的机会就增多了。
Because there was a lot of traffic in that area, and the people coming in and through and out, so a lot of people may have a chance to give him the money.
有一天，他也照样被抬到圣殿门口。
One of those days, as usual, he was carried to the front gate of the temple court.
这个摊子总是以期待的眼神望着来往的人，希望他们给他一点小钱。
He always look at people with his eyes full of expectation. Please, you know, give me some money.
如果运气好的话，他可能可以多要到两个小钱。
Sometimes he got a lucky day, he got a couple of dollars more.
事实上，他的日子是非常非常单调。
Actually, his life was quite boring.
因为他每天就是向别人要钱。
Because every day, what he did is just begging money from other people.
他的人生可以说是毫无盼望的。
His life had no hope.
因为他已经是机械式的，已经是不知不觉的，就是以乞讨为生了。
Because his life was quite mechanic. Every single day, what he did is just begging for money from other people to make his own living.
而且是天天如此。
Day after day, it's same old things.
所以这个瘫子乞丐的人生是一个完全绝望的人生。
So this crippled man, his life is the life without any hope.
有一天下午三点多的时候。
One afternoon, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
彼得和约翰要进圣殿去祷告。
Peter and John walking toward the holy temple and want to pray there.
所以他就哀求他们呢。
So the beggar begged in front of Peter and John.
哦，先生啊，可怜可怜我，给我两个小钱吧。
Sir, please have a pity on me and give me a couple of dollars of change.
这个时候，彼得停下了脚步。
At that moment, Peter stopped walking.
非常专注地看着这个摊子乞丐。
And Peter focused his eyes on the knees of this lame person.
然后对他说的第一句话。
The first sentence Peter said to this crippled man.
请你先看我们。
Please focus, pay attention at us.
这个时候，这个摊子乞丐就扬起脸来注意彼得了。
At that moment, this crippled man started to pay attention and focus his eyes on Peter.
这个摊子心里想。
Well, what the crippled person thought was,
哦，今天会不会遇到大款呢、啊？给多给我两个小钱。
Well, today maybe I met a tycoon and I can get a couple of dollars more than usual.
但是没有想到彼得对他说的第二句话。
But the crippled person did not realize the second sentence Peter said to him.
金银我都没有啊。
I do not have a money. I do not have a silver and gold.
这个时候，这个乞丐的心里肯定是大失所望嘛。
At that moment, the beggar absolutely was disappointed.
他心里想：客官，你不是存心拿我开玩笑吗
？He thought, Sir, are you joking me?
但是他没有想到彼得对他说的第三句话。
He did not realize the third sentence Peter was about to say to him.
只把我所有的给你啊。
I have everything I give to you.
那就是我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
I by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you can start to walk.
就在这个讨饭的还没搞清楚怎么回事的时候呢
？At that moment, the beggar was so confused. He didn't know what happened.
彼得已经拉起这个摊子的右手，一手就把他拉起来了。
Peter started to drag his right hand and right arm and started to pull him up.
就在那一刻，这个摊子是何等的震惊啊！
At that moment, the beggar was extremely shocked.
因为这个四十多年来一直在地上爬来爬去的人，竟然能够站起来。
Because for his entire life of 40-something year old, he was always crawling on the ground. Now suddenly, he can stand up.
不但是能够站起来
Not just only standing up.
而且他的脚、他的踝趾骨立刻健壮了
And his knees, his leg started to have strength.
所以可以想象那个摊子在那么短的时间是何等的震惊呢？
Imagine it, at that short moment, how shocked that beggar was, how shocked that crippled person was.
他原来是瘫在地上。
He used to be a crippled person, has to be on the ground all the time.
现在他不但能够站，而且能够走，而且还能够跳。
Now he not only can stand, he can walk, he even can jump.
哦、这个奇迹是怎么发生的呢
？What happened to this miracle？
因着彼得对他说
，Because Peter said to him，
金银我都没有
，I don't have a gold， I don't have a silver，
我把我所有的给你
，I give you everything I have。
其实给你的那个远超过世界上所有金银的总和嘛。
What I can give to you is more than anything in the world together。
今天的题目就是给你。
The topic of today's sermon is given to you.
给你这个最尊贵的名。
For you, give to you the most precious name.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的名代表他的权柄，他的能力。
The name of Jesus Christ represents his authority, his power.
以至于彼得有这么大的信心，就叫他起来行走。
So Peter had that strong faith, and the strong faith can command the crippled person to walk.
所以这个摊子他站起来以后，他实在是太高兴了。
So the crippled person stood up, and he was so happy.
远远超过他想象他要求的。
It's more than what he thought he could beg for.
他就跟着彼得约翰进了圣殿，走着跳着赞美神。
Therefore, he was following Peter and John, walking into the temple court. He was happy, he was jumping, he was praising the Lord.
当时很多的街坊邻居都认识这个身满瘸腿的。
At that moment, a lot of his neighbors and friends, they knew him. He was a crippled person.
现在竟然可以走着跳着来赞美主啊。
Now he can walk.He can jump and he can leap and praising the Lord.
所以当时许多的百姓都非常的惊奇。
At that moment, a lot of people were just extremely shocked.
这个真实的故事就记载在《使徒行传》的三章里面。
This was a true story recorded in the Holy Bible, Book of Acts, Chapter 3.
请我们继续从三章的五节读到九节。
Now let's read from Chapter 3, Verse 5 to Verse 9.
一起来，请。那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拉撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。”于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝骨立刻健壮，就跳起来，站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。百姓看见他行走，赞美神。
The book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 5 to 9. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, Silver or gold, I do not have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up and instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God,
这个故事到底给我们什么启发呢？
What can we learn from this story?
就是让我们认识到耶稣基督的名是何等尊贵的名。
We can learn how precious, how prestigious of the name of Jesus Christ.
只要彼得奉耶稣基督的名，他就能够行神迹奇事。
As long as Peter, by the name of Jesus Christ, he can perform the miracle.
因为耶稣基督的名不仅仅是尊贵，而且是蛮有威严权柄能力的。
Because the name of Jesus Christ is not just precious and prestigious. The name of Jesus Christ has power, has authority.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在整个的宇宙万物当中，只有我们耶稣基督的名是带着超自然的能力。
In the whole universe.Only our Lord, the name of Jesus Christ, has the supernatural power.
因为他本来就是全能的神嘛。
Because he is the God full of all the powers.
因为他本来就是独行其事的神。
Because he is the Lord who can perform all the miracles.
所以这提醒我们。
So that reminded us,
我们有这么一位伟大至高爱我们的神，天天看顾我们。
We have this Lord, we have this God every single day looking after us, and He is the God full of all the powers and authorities.
我们是何等的有福呢？
How blessed we are!
所以认识耶稣要先从认识耶稣的名开始。
So knowing Jesus, you first start from.Knowing the name of Jesus Christ.
我们需要深入来思想三个重点。
Let's study this in depth from the three perspectives.
啊，有 four point 的。第一点，我们看呢，就是对主的信心要大。
First of all, you need to have a great faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
你对主的信心大不大
？Do you have a strong faith?In our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看见当彼得看着这个地上讨饭的人的时候呢
？We saw the story. We read the story when Peter looked at this crippled person begging from ground.
我相信圣灵一定在彼得的心里动工。
I believe at that moment Holy Spirit was working in Peter's heart.
所以彼得才会动心起意， 要来医治这个瘸腿。
So Peter was worked by the Holy Spirit and decided to help this crippled person by the name of Jesus Christ.
彼得是下午三点钟跟约翰去圣殿祷告。
It was in the afternoon of 3 o'clock.Peter and John went to the holy temple and wanted to pray.
其实当时人去早上九点钟也可以去，中午十二点钟也可以去，下午三点也可以去。
At those times, you can come to holy temple in the morning of 9 o'clock, in the noon time 12 noon, or in the afternoon of 3 o'clock.
都是祷告的时间。
It's all prayer time.
所以我相信彼得跟约翰三点钟去祷告也不是偶然的。
So, I'm pretty sure at that time, Peter and John walked to the temple court to pray in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's not just coincidence.
甚至圣殿有好几个门口。
Even the holy temple has several doors, several gates.
这个瘫子乞丐是在每门口。
Well, the beggar and who was also a crippled person was sitting around in the gate of a beautiful.
彼得和约翰不走别的门，哎，他们就走这个美门口，我相信也不是偶然。
Well, Peter and John did not walk into the holy temple through other doors, but through this door of a beautiful, I don't think it was just a pure coincidence.
因为主要彰显他自己的作为。
Because Lord want to perform his own miracles.
让我们看见整个的故事，整个的都有耶稣基督的一个带领和搭配。
We can tell the whole story was well coordinated by Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督要医治这个生下来就是瘫子的乞丐。
Because Jesus Christ want to heal this person who was born as a cripple.
让我们理解到耶稣基督本来就是怜悯人的主。
So we know Jesus Christ is the Lord full of mercy on people.
他也是医治我们的主。
And he is the Lord who can heal us.
所以不论是身体上的医治或者心灵上需要医治，只管来到主前求。
So no matter you need healing, you need help in your, on your body, on your mind and heart, please come in front of Jesus Christ.
我们都相信主必按照他的慈爱来帮助。
We truly believe Lord will help us by his grace, kindness and mercy.
所以我们看见主是给我们盼望，有盼望的。
So our Lord is the Lord who gives us hope.
事实上耶稣基督是人类唯一的盼望。
Jesus Christ, as a matter of fact, is the only hope for human being.
为什么这么说？
Why do we say this way?
因为只有耶稣基督给我们的盼望是真实的盼望。
Because only the hope given by Jesus Christ, that is the hope of a true hope.
因为他是信实可靠的主。
Because he is the faithful, he is the Lord, we can truly have our faith and rely on him.
所以这个故事启发我们的第二个重点就是主是给人盼望的主。
So the second perspective we can learn from this story is our Lord is the Lord who gives us hope.
很多人都知道这个未来的世界得忧郁症的人可能会越来越多。
We all know in the future more and more people will have the problem, will have the illness of depression.
无论在美国、中国、台湾哪里。这个忧愁的人、烦恼的人越来越多。
It doesn't matter in the United States, in Taiwan, in China, more and more people become very sad and become depressed.
归根结底就是他们失去了盼望。
The reason is because they lost their hope.
所以他们担心嘛。
Therefore, they started to worry.
他们没有希望。
They have no hope.
所以求主帮助。
So Lord, please help us.
我们需要把这一个给人盼望的主介绍给他。
So we need to tell people about this Lord. This Lord can give us a hope.
今天早上很感谢主。
This morning, thank Lord.
我们八点半崇拜来了二十多个。
We had early worship. We had more than 20 people show up.
无论是信息或者有人分享都很好。
It doesn't matter. People people share their testimonies and or share the information. It was just wonderful.
感谢赞美主。
Praise our Lord.
第三个启示是什么呢？
The third perspective we can learn from this story.
我们发现这个瘸子被医治以后，医治好以后，他的表现怎么样？
What was his act what was his action after this crippled person was healed?
他不是好了以后，哦 ，OK， 谢谢，拜拜，他就走了。
It was not. He was healed, and then he said bye, thank you, then he just left.
没有。
He didn't do that.
而他是马上跟着彼得、约翰进的圣殿，一面站着、跳着来高声赞美主。
What he did is right away he stood up, he started to walk, and he jumped and leaping.And praising the Lord, following John and Peter entering to the temple court.
可见他是一个懂得感恩的人。
We could tell he was the person who has thanksgiving heart.
他的感恩透过他的赞美表达出来了。
His thanksgivingness and his appreciation showed by his praising to the Lord.
读过诗篇的人都知道
If you ever read the book of Psalm, you all know.
诗篇里面充满了人对神的赞美
The book of a Psalm is full of the praise from human being to God.
而且都是发自内心的赞美
Those praise are truly from human beings, soul and heart.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
诗篇一百四十六篇第二节这样说
The book of Psalm chapter 146.
我一生要赞美耶和华，我还活着的时候要歌颂我的神。
I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live.
诗篇一百五十篇第六节说。
The book of Psalm chapter 150.
凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
Let everything that has a breath.Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
诗篇一百十九篇啊，一百六十四节，我们一起读好吗？一起来。我因你公义的典章一天七次赞美。
The book of Psalm, chapter 119, seven times a day I praise you for your righteousness law.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们要多多赞美神。
Brothers and sisters, we need to more and more praise our Lord.
诗篇五十九篇十七节说。
Psalm
五十九篇十七节，我读给大家。
39.
我的力量啊，我要歌颂你，因为神是我的高台，是赐恩于我的神。That's okay.
Okay.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，所以让我们现在一起来说哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。
So all the brothers and sisters, let's all say together, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
明天早上你一起来的时候。
Every single morning when you just get up.
我的意思说你一醒的时候。
When you just wake up.
好不好？你就 Hallelujah， 感谢赞美主。
You say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我保证你有一个非常快乐、喜乐的一天。
I promise you, you are going to have a very happy and joyful day.
因为你开始的第一个念头是想到亲爱的主。
Because the first thing in your mind every single morning when you get up is to be close.To God.
一天的开始，你先感谢哈利路亚赞美主时，你自己的心情也愉快。
The beginning of a morning, the first thing you do is to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You will have a very joyful mood.
这正是在操练腓立比书四章四节那里说的，我们要靠主常常喜乐。
That's to exercise to put into practice of the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4. Rely on the Lord. We need to be joyful every day.
那如果有人问你说为什么要赞美神呢
？So some people ask you why do you need to praise God？
那你的答案是什么呢
？What's your answer going to be？
答案就是因为耶稣基督是拯救我们到底的神嘛。
Because Jesus Christ is the God who saved us, who gave us eternal life.
因为神爱我们，所以差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们而生。
Because God loves us so much, He blessed us to have His one and only precious Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was born for us.
不但为我们而生，也为我们而死。
Jesus Christ was born for us. Jesus Christ died also for us.
所以，难道不应该感谢他？难道不应该赞美他吗
？Shouldn't we praise Him? Shouldn't we thank Him?
因着他的死，我们才得以重生。
Because of the death of Jesus Christ, we can be reborn.
而且我们不但有了重生，我们还可以领受永生。
Not just we are born, we also receive the eternal life.
这些恩典福气都是因耶稣基督而来的。
Those blessings are all coming from Jesus Christ.
那你说要不要感谢赞美他呢？
Then you tell me, should you go ahead, praise the Lord, thank the Lord?
今天的题目是给你。
Today, the topic of the sermon is for you.
就是给你最宝贵的名。
Give you the most precious name.
那就是耶稣基督的名吗？
That's the name of Jesus Christ.
那个名是远远超过世界上所有的荣华富贵。
The name of Jesus Christ is way above all the material things, all the money and fortune in this world.
耶稣基督的名是远远超过所有世界的金银财宝。
The name of Jesus Christ is all.It's way above all the money, silver, and gold in this world.
这个瘫子膝盖蒙主医治的故事启示我们三个重点。
The crippled person, he got healed by Jesus Christ. We can learn three things from the story.
我们一起来读一下。
Let us read together.
请来，我们对主的信心要大。我们主是给人盼望的主，因为他会医治你。我们要常常赞美耶稣。
Okay, first, we must have a strong faith in the Lord. Second, our Lord is one who gives hope because he will heal you. Number three, we must praise our Lord Jesus always.
我们一起读经祷告。
Let us all bow our heads and pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢赞美你，将这个瘫子得医治的故事摆在我们面前。
Our dear Heavenly Abba Father, thank you so much for blessing us to know the story of the crippled person.
我们看见你大能的医治。
We can see you performed a miracle, you healed this crippled person.
我们感谢你是愿意医治我们的主。
Thank you, Lord. You are the Lord who are willing to heal us.
无论是身体上的医治，心灵上的医治，我们都需要你来医治我们。
No matter for our body, for our mind, we need you to heal us.
求你加添我们的信心。
Please give us faith, strengthening our faith.
加添我们的爱心。
And give us more love and kindness in our hearts.
增强我们的盼望。
Give us more hope.
求你的圣灵来带领我们的教会。
Please, your Holy Spirit lead our church.
继续往复兴的道路上。
So we walk in the road, the path of reviving our church.
我们把一切的荣耀归给你。
We give all the praise to you, Lord.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the victorious and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
今天啊。